Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus from Rasi Sheikh Yulishmas. Our ancestor, Basra Shmuel. Schus Chayochem, and Fega Basmicha, it is Basya. Olam Bavakamen. If you know from an Aleph, says, Vamar Ula, Amar Abelazar, Shilya, Shiyatzna, Miksasa, Yom Rishon, Miksasa, Yom Sheni, if a woman suffered a miscarriage, the amniotic sac emerged partially during the first day and partially during the second day. In other words, it took place over a time that began at the end of one day and continued to the next day. The amniotic sac emerging partially during the first day and completing its emergence on the second day. We count the days of childbirth, tuma, from her first day as it begins, immediately when it begins to emerge. When a woman gives birth to a child or miscarries 40 more days after conception, she's automatically tummy, even if there's no blood, even if it's a lady abeshta. Length of tumma depends. If it's a zachar, it's 7 days. If it's a nikev, it's 14 days. If it's a miscarriage and we don't know the gender of the fetus, she has to 14 days, suffix. Yeah, so the woman in this case miscarries an amniotic sac with no discernible fetus. So nevertheless, she's tameh, as every amniotic sac is assumed to contain a fetus. And we say the fetus is not discernible because it's dissolved in the sac. Now, birth is determined by the emergence of the roiv of the uber. So the rules that we assume that the roiv of the fetus emerge during the first day, and therefore she's tame from that day. See Rashi. Kamlan Arpel Shli Yashiv Slay May Tumma, we may Taira, Shane Shli Blavat. So we say that if now she gives birth to amniotic sac, she sits the days of Tumma, and then afterwards days of Taira. And we assume there's a baby in there, El Shani Moch Besaicha, but it melted. Dissolve. She's telling me from the first day. Rabbi said, what are you thinking? L'chumra, that a woman's telling me from the first day. You want to treat her l'chumra? Since it's possible the majority of the fetus emerge during the first day, we have to act stringently and declare tummy any Torah item that the woman touch her in the first day. And so you rule that the woman's period of childbirth, tumma, begins from the first day. So you want to go to chumra. Chumra does lead to kulu. It's a chumra that's going to bring you to a kulu. To come to Harris Leila Merishon. If you declare a Torah counting from the first day, and thus she will become tar a day earlier. Since the woman's period of tumma ends 14 days after it begins, when you begin to count on the first day, terms get one day earlier, and then the tire is going to start sooner. Meaning the 15th day, she's already going to be tahayla, but maybe she's still tumma. So she's choshesh, and therefore she's tummy from the first day. But as far as counting the days of Tumah, we only count them starting from the second day. So Ula indeed ruled stringently due to the possibility that the majority of the fetus emerged during the first day. So for he rules that a woman is Tumeah during that day is Sufik. Therefore anything Torah she touches will be Tumah. It's not Medin Vaday, and therefore only start the counting of the 14 days on the second day. Choshesh l'tami taira shetiga v'rishon, because she's choshesh to be matami taira she does on the first day, but mimni lo memanya shvuayim v'nikevel misheni. She only counts the 2 weeks from the second day. Ma'ika mashmulan dein mitzvah shilu b'lo yivlad. Tzula coming to teach us that even part of an amniotic sac doesn't emerge without a portion of the remnants of the aborted fetus within it. as Rashi explains, that if it would be possible that a shilya could emerge partially, then we wouldn't be metame. This is a sveik sveika. Maybe there was no fetus at all. And even if there was a fetus in there, maybe it wasn't the roiv of the fetus. The only time the woman is tameya is it has to be roiv fetus. Then makes the shade of loy vlad, and mishumar chosheshes slash Hashem aroyv micho yavlad yatzabaisim mitzus. We not the roiv, but like yelud. You mean a bit ida? Yatzam chutach on mesuras at sheyatzarubo mi mevade lamali abu yishon deshem leinafik rubo at shein. Diyesh mitzus. Shade of loy vlad loavach hashin and latam itayvus. Kuli alech hashin and the name of shvechum midom nafka veroyv nafka. What the Rashi is saying is that we should have a sveik sveika. Sveik sveika is maybe there was no fetus in there at all, and if there was, maybe it wasn't right flat. So, what must it be? The rule is telling us that ain't mixed a shea below vlad. It says ain't mixed a shea below vlad. It must be, there's only one suffix, is there a rover or not? But if there's a vlad in there at all, we say that there is. For Gemara Tanu, we already learned this in the Mishnah. Shilei shelta mixasa surah b'achila. An amniotic sac emerged partially from the animal before it was slaughtered, the sac is prohibited to be eaten. Simen vlad vish, simen vlad ben, because an amniotic sac is a sign of fetus in a woman, a sign of fetus in an animal. The shchit of an animal is matir anything inside. So if a pregnant cow is slaughtered, the ubar is permitted for consumption. But if it extended a limb before the shchita, the limb is forbidden. So it seemed to follow that if an amniotic sac emerges partially before the shchita, the part that remained within should be permitted. Mishnah rules it's not the case. The entire sac, even what didn't come out, may not be eaten. And this is true even if there's no fetus that you can see in the portion of the sac that emerged. And the reason is, because Simon Vlad, Beisha Simon Vlad Bain, that the reason the partial emergence of an amniotic sac of an animal makes the entire sac prohibited to be eaten, because that partial emergence signals the definite emergence of a portion of the Vlad in an animal. Just as it does in a woman, so we have to concern ourselves with the possibility that roiv of the dissolved fetus was contained within part of the sac that emerged, and if the majority of the fetus did emerge, it was born. And if it was born in any part of the amniotic sac that contained it, can no longer be permitted for consumption by the slaughter of the mother. It was born. Rashi kolayim reb neisha shulya simen vlad v'loy ben b'isha ben b'behima. Shein shulya v'loy vlad v'lo sheni moyach. The shilu is a simon vlad, and therefore we're choshesh that there was a rove. And yet, rove is a kielud, and then becomes in time look at the shchita saying. Somewhere says no. Because the kasha was, what are you telling us? We already know this from the Mishnah. He must be savamina, the yesh mixture of life vlad. Xera mixatu kulino. If it would be from the Mishnah, we would have said that really there is mixture of life vlad. But the Mishnah forbids the eating of the sack when it emerges partially because of the decree that it might be mistakenly permitted when the sack emerges totally. So Kamash Malan. Now, that even part of the sac doesn't emerge without containing some part of the fetus. In other words, it's possible that when the Mishnah says that an amniotic sac is a signal of a fetus, it means only that the complete emergence of an amniotic sac always signals the emergence of a fetus. It doesn't necessarily mean that a partial emergence of a sac means the partial emergence of a fetus. So we can explain the Mishnah in Chulin that forbids the eating of the amniotic sac when part of the sac emerges as follows. Really, the partial emergence of a sac doesn't necessarily include part of the fetus. And so there's no legal basis for assuming that the rov came out. The rabbis said the sac is forbidden in such a case because they feared that people seeing that such a sac was permitted would mistakenly deduce that an amniotic sac without a visible fetus is deemed not to contain a fetus at all. So this would lead them to permit the eating of a sac that emerged completely from the animal's womb and then withdrew back in the womb. In truth, such a sac is definitely not permitted because we assume that a dissolved fetus was contained within the sac and was born when it emerged. Such a fetus can't be permitted by the shlita of the mother. So they forbade eating the sac that emerged even partially to prevent such a mistaken conclusion from being reached. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara says, from the Mishnah, I would have said that there is mixed shaliyah b'leivlad. Because there are mixed shaliyah, the Mishnah there forbids eating of the sac that emerges partially only because of a decree that it would be permitted when the sac emerges totally. And if this is the correct pshat in the Mishnah, then learning can't be derived from there. There's no proof in the Mishnah that a partial emergence of the shilya signals at least partial emergence of a fetus, and that ruling is based solely on rabbinic concern that people come to permit a sac that emerged totally. Ula's ruling concerning a woman can't be derived from there. Because there's no longer a danger that people will mistakenly conclude that total emergence of the amniotic sac during a miscarriage doesn't signal the emergence of a fetus. As the fact that the woman is declared tame when such a sac emerges totally, in Ula's case on the second day, is proof that we do assume that a dissolved fetus is in the sac. There's no reason for the rabbi's decree that partial emergence of a sac should render the woman tame. And we wouldn't know that a woman should be ruled tame even when part of an amniotic sac emerges during a miscarriage. For Lashon Rashi, the Yesh Mitzvah Shei B'loi V'lad, U'deka Asri La Ba'achila, and when Asri Ba'achila, Gzeira Mitzvah Shei Tukula, Gzeira of a little bit of a Shei is the whole thing. V'haydi Ketani Simen V'lad, Lava Mitzvah Sekai. That it says Simen V'lad doesn't mean that a little bit of a shilui that came out means the vlad. Halachi gam asur ba'achila gzera shatu hechad enaf l'kula. So gzera, you're not allowed to eat it because when the whole thing came out, v'asur l'meim ra'in kan vlad, there's no vlad. V'chaz l'afnim, and it went back inside the mother's womb. Tishtri v'shchid zem, so the mother v'shchid zem, v'kach l'in avela, g'in avela. Yivade sim vlad bish, when the whole thing comes out, it's definitely a sim vlad in the womb. So really, yesh mixes shilui below vlad, where gzera mixes, because of kula, that we say there is, when the whole thing comes out, we do say there is a vlad in there. Aval gavayisha lo nechosh lemitzis latami tyrus. So rishon zashon lek lemigzar hatu kula, that prachazi mikhi nafik vlad b'shen matmina la kamash malam. So, if you can't prove that partial emergence of a sac signals partial emergence of a fetus, so then you can't learn Ula's ruling about a woman. Because what does Ula say about a woman? Ula says about a woman that Shilya Shiyatza Mitzasa Biyom Rishon Mitzasa Biyom Sheni Amonale Amiyom Rishon as your Machmer Yom Rishon, and the counting is going to start on the second day. You wouldn't be able to learn from because of Yesh Mitzvah Shein Mitzvah Shei B'Loi V'lad, but you wouldn't have been able to learn Ula from the Mishnah because the Mishnah only goes there Mitzvah Satu Kula, when Kulo comes out and then it goes back in the animal, one's going to be matir because you're going to assume that if miktsas doesn't include part of the fetus, then the whole thing also doesn't include part of the fetus. So we're going to miktsas atu kulo, and we ask for miktsas as well. But that doesn't teach us ula's vort, because really yesh miktsas shele below vlad according to this, which is gozer on miktsas atu kulo. When it comes to a woman giving birth, we say yesh miktsas shele below vlad, and you have a sfeik sfeik on your side. Suffik if it came, if there was a vlad in there at all, and suffik if it had rov uba. It's kamash man ula, no, you are a choshesh. And she's tumea. And that's also we're going to say Pshat in the Mishnah Mechulin. And it's not Tzera Mikzas HaTukula, but because Vein Mikzas Shev Lo Vlad, therefore in a little bit of it came out, so then you're not allowed to eat it. That's why it says that Sim Vlad Be Behema. And an amniotic sac is a sign of a fetus in an animal. So that's what Ula teaches us. Adkan Midivrei Katru Shel HaSugya. Aquaponim, we see that a woman is tamei until the end of the 15th day, because Rechoshesh, maybe the Vlad came out on the second day, and maybe the Vlad is in a keva, is metames for Yadal of Yom. Places writes, you might as well come at the Heres, Im Toim Ramaylo, Yutarim Dilma Vyam Rishon, Yatza Rosh Arubo, Rafilo Yatza Dilmu Zachar. In other words, it was bothering Tosfos, this is a fake sfeik l'tayra on the 15th day. Suffolk, maybe the Vlad already came out on the first day, and the 14 days are up. And even if it didn't come out till the second day, maybe the Vlad is a Zohor. Sheina Mitami Oysa, El Zayin Yamin. Im Kain, Lamalotia Tohera, Beyom Tesvav, Mikael Sveik Sveikin. So maybe, Mitzadechad, it's a Zohor. Maybe it already came out on the first day, and therefore the 14 days are up. Even if it only came out on the second day, maybe it's a Zachar, and a Zachar only has to keep 7 days of Tumah. So on the 15th day, it should be Tameh Al Tzveik Tzveike. That's the Kasha of Tosfos. The Shita Mekubetzes writes, the Kasha. Kevin de Manshe Manse Yudalut Shel Tumah, Rei B'cheskes Tumah, Vim Ken Eich Nuchal Al Atar Yom Tetvav Mikor Tzveik Tzveika. In other words, she did Mekubetzes had a kasha. And the kasha was on Tosfos. But since there's a cheskas tuma, how can we summarize on the sfeik sveika? Kemet shemansi yudal shel tuma rei b'cheskas tuma. Ken echon ala ta'al yom tesvav mikor sfeik sveika. She's a cheskas tuma. And on that he answers, V'yishlom d'cheskes tumah v'mokum dika sfeik sfeik ein aklum. Sfeik sfeik is effective even against the chazokah. U'b'pashtas, you see from the Shita Mekubetzes that he learns, like those poskim, that a sfeik sfeik is effective even against the chazokah. The Chamor writes, N'yeradeya kufyut siftes, aval ima yu beis sfeikas, ima yakan iser klal, v'nodu beis a sfeikas b'yachad matirin sfeik sfeik b'chol mokum, afilu b'isr d'ayreis, v'gufo shel iser, Rafilu Hayalai Cheskas Isser. The Lama paskins that even if the two Sveikas here, if there was an Isser, and we know about both Sveikas together, Ramatir Sveik Sveik Abuchol Mokoim, even if it's the Arise of Guf Shal Isser, Rafilu Hayalai Cheskas Isser. In other words, the Lama paskins that Sveik Sveik is effective even against the Cheskas Isser, and the Lama in the Sefer Teres Chattas and Klamim Gimel Din Zayin brings the Baal Isser Beheter. Shemish cheskas iser ain matir nali de sveik sveike. You're not matir the sveik sveike the cheskas iser, and the Ramah's nasig shach and siv katan samach gimel the taz and siv katan tesvav discuss this akuponim. It's a achloikas ben gedolei achloinim. Whether it's sveik sveike works against the cheskas iser, chayra the shita mekubetz is going b'shita saramah sheyesh lahatir nali de sveik sveike even against the chazoke. However, It would appear that the MS is no raya from the Shita Mekubetzes for this Machlekes Acharonim. As explained by Moreinu Agoin, Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky Zatzal, in the, even going through his Shiurim, and Bava Kama, Zeir Zeir Gishmak. So he says as follows, in the Chidushim of Rabbi Kivager in our Sugya, he asks on the Shita Sisser Vaheter Vakoshali, as he wants to ask that in our sugya we say that if there's mixas shilya b'loy vlad, there's a sveik sveik aloymar, the roiv of the vlad lo yatsa be mixas shilya, we should naser the roiv shilya that remained inside. And since we say that shili shesh miktsasa sura kula v'achila, so it must be, we have to say, there's only one suffix, because ain miktsas shili b'loy vlad. Right? So in other words, it's not a sveik sveika. We say there's only one suffix. And what's the suffix? The suffix is there rov? But it's not a sveik sveika. Because in our sugi we say that if there's a miktsas shili b'loy vlad, we have a sveik sveika to say that roiva vlad lo yatsa, the mixis hashilya, we should naser the roiva hashilya b'lul shenisha b'fnim. And since we say, here we're talking about an animal, since we say that hashilya shiatsa mixas hasura kula v'achila, it must be that there's only one suffix, because ain mixis hashilya b'lul vlad. And that's why when mixes came out, we're answering because we know there's a line there. The question is it Rov? Which will answer the whole thing. So we see there's only one suffix and not two. And on that, Rabbi Kivager asks, "Koshelila poiskim de bischazik isir loymani sveik sveiker." If we say like the Yisur veheter, it's sveik sveiker, and not your neged achazaka. So even if there is mixas shilya v'loy vlad, and there is a sveik sveiker, nevertheless we should answer the whole shilya, because it's against the chazaka. What's the chazaka? Chazka she'ino zavuach, and azoyat gefrek. Shmeitza and Shmeitza Aleph Perek Chov. That's his Loshen. Here, the Rabbi Givager. Vizchazik Yisur Loimani Sveik Sveika. Lamalan Simen Vlad. Hoi Becheskes Yisur Shenu Zavuach. If we hold like those poskim, we say that Vizchazik Yisur Sveik Sveika doesn't help. So even if there is a mix of shilya b'loy vlad, you don't have to come on to us that the simon is a vlad in there. Even if we say there's no vlad in there, it's still going to be yasir, because sveik sveik doesn't help us against the cheskas iser. So, Agoyna Rav Kulevsky Zatzal answers Rabbi Kivager and the Shmaitz's Kasha as follows. He's reading an article about him in the Jewish Observer after he was nifter. And they were saying there, maybe it was from Rabbi Franz, it's the Talmud of his, the Mamish was a Baki Otsum and Shulchan Aruch within a Sekelim. So here we're going into, it's not usually Rosh Hashivas, you know, they're not teaching Yerideya with the Mepharshim, with the Sekelim. But here we're in Bava Kama, we get into Yerideya. As if Shali Yashevet HaKushia Al Piachav Zdaas, B'Simin Kufyud, Al Shach Siv Kotnuch of Zayin, Omer Kacha, Mizani Oimer the Lave Sophic Peshita Rak Sophic Pesophic Shaw Sophic Doras. Vishav Doras have a kiloasa of a nice shrite. Lozeo Mice shrite Domarachmani. Vishumochi, Shitas of Sula came the Loevi Rayo, Nasa of a Mice and Marshak Mashkos of Arashbe. Mashen came Bosso of Vade, Mice shrite Rakshi Sophic in my neck of Veshe Toslimani Bosch Hitamikomokoin, in Vadios of Mice and Marshak Dano Boy and Loima. שנעשה במאיסו ישראל, הלך ראיה שנעשה במאיסו חודש. הויסו דולה מיידי המאיסו חודש הראיה. In other words, that's the lashon of the Chavis Das. What he's saying is that the cheskas einer zavuach is effective to aser behema. If there's a suffix in the shchito, is only with a suffix if it was if a proper ma'aseh shchito was done. But if vade there was a proper ma'aseh shchito done, and the suffix is if the behema's mutar al yedei shchito because maybe the behema was a treifa. So there, the cheskas she'eino zavuach is not going to be impactful, because there's definitely been a ma'aseh shchita that was matir. Just a suffix if there's something else that's makiv the heter. But we know there was a proper ma'aseh shchita done. According to this, friend for the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, because in our sugya there's a shchita kshele. The suffix is if the heter shchita was chal on the shili or not. U'b'chai gavne lo'i mahani cheskas she'eino zavuach klal. There's no cheskas she'eino on the chesk she'eino zavuach here. Why is it no chesk she'eino zavuach? Like the Chavis Das says, when you do a proper shchita, it's ois chesk she'eino zavuach. It loses its chesk she'eino zavuach because you know you did a proper ma'aseh shchita. And therefore we say in our sugya that it's a sveik sveika, usually matir the shilya. Since there's no chazaka, can I get a sveik sveika? And therefore we say in our sugya that if there's a sveik sveika, we could be matir the shilya because there's no chazaka against the sveik sveika because the proper shchita was done. Once a proper shchita was done, there's no more chesk she'eino zavuach, and that's the case over here. So now we can say that even the Shita Mekubetzes that we brought earlier didn't mean to say that normally in a regular case your mati was sveik sveik even against the chazaka, because the sveik of the Shita Mekubetzes is talking about a woman who has a suffix if her meituma have already elapsed. And woman is tahira only if she goes to mikveh from her tumah. Memela has suffix u b'tziul shekvel tovla. And memela the suffix is in an instance where she already was tovelis. Venimsa shebevada yesh kan maisa materis. Hainu maisa tvile ela she yesh kan suffik im yesh kan dover hama'ake v'saheter. Prezet doyme lebehema. So this woman, when she goes to mikvah, so in other words, this woman were mesupik. If she's tahira or not, so it has to be that she went to mikveh. So therefore our suffix is she tahira on the 15th day? Our suffix is in a tziul where she went to mikveh. So there's definitely a ma'isa matir, there's a ma'isa tefillah. There's just a suffix of something makiv the heter. That's like a behemoth, there was definitely a ma'isa shchita. It's a ma'isa matir, just a suffix if there's something that's makiv the heter shchita. If there's a a hole in the veshet or something else that's makiv the shchita. But you know there was a ma'aseh shchita done, so there's no more cheskas. There's no more cheskas she'eino zavuach. Here also, you know there was a ma'aseh of tahara done. Ah, but maybe something's ma'akev the tahara. In other words, that she saw on the second day that the fetus came out on the second day. So akopanim, there's no more cheskas iser. Cheskas iser is not misnagei to the sveik sveika because she already went to mikveh. She already did a ma'aseh of tahara. So her cheskas iser tuma. Cheskas tumah is not misnage to the sveik sveika. So you can be matir this with the sveik sveika. So that's the case of that the Shita Mekubetzes is talking about. He writes cheskas tumah b'makom dika sveik sveika in a klum. It's because she did a maisa that's matir cheskas tumah. And therefore, the sveik sveika wins out. Can be matir with the sveik sveika. So does that prove that he holds that a sveik sveika is effective against the chazaka? Answer is no. Sveik sveika is not effective against the chazaka. He Yeah, there's no more chazaka because she did a maisa tahara, just like in the case of the shechitas of a behema. He did a maisa shechita. There's no more tzfek on the animal. There's no more cheskas enos avuach on the animal. When a proper shechita was done, there's no more cheskas enos avuach. So with that yisod of the chavis das, that if you did a proper maisa shechita, there's no more cheskas enos avuach on the behema. We answered Rabbi Kivegel's kasha that in our sigur we're talking about whether it was a shechita kshera. We just want to know if the shechita was chal on the shli or not. So here the cheskas shenos avuach isn't going to be impactful because you know there's no longer cheskas shenos avuach. And in Mela, we can say this is sveik sveik to be matri the shilia, since there's no chazaka against the sveik sveik. There's no chazaka against the sveik sveik. Why is there no chazaka against the sveik sveik? Because the proper shechita was done. Male in our sigur, there's no chazak against the sfeik sfeika. And therefore also the shita mukubetzes. Talking about a case where she went to mikvah, so there's no longer a chazak, she no longer has a chazkas taira. Because she did a maisa matar. Elamai, maybe there's something that's makiv mitzar acher. The maisa matar was done, and therefore it's not considered that she's a chazkas tum anymore. And in Mela, the sfeik sfeika works. The sfeik sfeika of maybe there was no lot in there at all, and maybe it was a zacher. So this fake sfeika is going to work for her. Does that prove that the shita mukubetzes always holds that a fake sfeika can counter a chazaka? No, just in this case, because you did a maisa of tahara. That's awesome, mamish awesome. Bring in fake sfeika, connected chazaka sisser, and hopefully we will revisit this. And there's a lot more to talk about in this sugya, sweet friends. Believe you me, as they say. So please stay tuned. It's Geschmack. And we will see continuing Niflaot mitorat Hashem b'simcha uvetuv levav merov kol shalom shalom. Ve'lo nishkach kamuvan shesof tevar hakol nishmat elokim yira et mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol ha'adam. שלום שלום בלי נדר, נחזור ונשנה פרק זה.